This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We've been talking a whole lot about the raft of high-tech IPOs that have been happening so far this year. Lyft, Zoom the other day, Pinterest as well. Here's one that's decidedly low-tech but kind of interesting. A company called Beyond Meat, purveyor of the plant-based but supposed to look and taste like meat Beyond Burger, says it's hoping to raise something north of $175 million through an initial public offering. The company is looking for access to the capital markets because, it turns out, making a burger that at least tries to resemble the real thing comes at a pretty high cost. Marketplace's Justin Ho has that one.
Getting protein from a plant to taste like actual meat is a pretty complicated undertaking, says Kent Kirschenbaum, a chemistry professor at NYU who served on Beyond Meat's advisory board.
Proteins that come from plants do not have the same biophysical characteristics that proteins coming from muscle tissue of animals do.
The Beyond Burger starts with protein from peas. Giving that the same physical properties as meat, like chewiness and juiciness, that required a lot of costly research and development, says David Hinkes at Technomic.
It's not as easy as just the veggie patties in the old days, right?
Hinkes says Beyond Meat's strategy is to appeal not just to vegetarians, but also to meat eaters, who might want to ease up on occasion. In fact, there's already a market for plant-based alternatives, especially in Europe and parts of Asia.
This actually is more developed in other parts of the world than it is here in the States.
Beyond Meat says it plans to use the money it raises through its IPO to set up more manufacturing facilities and conduct more R&D. Kent Kirschenbaum at NYU says getting bigger could help it figure out how to make fake meat from something other than peas.
We've just scratched the surface on the types of different plant materials that we could source as ingredients in these sorts of products.
He says Beyond Meat has plenty of other challenges to overcome. Right now, a half pound of Beyond Meat retails for $7 at Whole Foods in New York. Even so, the company lost $30 million last year. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.